Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Candelaria. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, John Candelaria. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Moreno reaches third base with a triple. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Ott and he is out, Garner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley is hit by the pitch. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive towards first. Cromartie catches it and steps on first to double up Foley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards the mound. Candelaria reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. White reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria is 0-for-1 in the game. Candelaria hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moreno takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moreno scores. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Parker moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler is walked intentionally. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dale Barron now playing third base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria is 0 for 2 in the game. Candelaria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott pinch hits for Fred Norman. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra strikes out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan pinch hits for John Candelaria. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan bunts towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Garner moves to second. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Ken Maka pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Tekulva now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Dave Parker. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.